in the Vatlandira, and the distinction the Gemara draws between Ilanos that are not Mevatlandira, because as Rashi explains, they're a Suyim Letzel, Listofev, that people use them, they serve a residential function as opposed to Dzroim, plantings that do not serve that kind of a residential function. So let's just start again with Sivtes and Shulchan Aruch. Karpif Yosim Yisa Sayim Shehukaf Ladira. So we're talking about a karpif that already is Hukaf Ladira. So at the moment, you have a karpif that's Hukaf Ladira. So let's say you have a house somewhere in that karpif, and then you're makif it Ladira. You're makif it with the house there, so then there's a heter tiltel. But now, the Nata Rubo Ilanos, so you planted rove that area trees. Filo Einan and Tuum Shura Shuras Einam Avala Madira. So if you planted trees, status quo, you're fine. Avala Nizra Rubo, however, if you plant seeds, then Hazra'in Mevala Madira. If you plant other vegetation, so then grass, so then those Ram are Mevala Madira. Filo Ein Behem Ela Sasayim Nizra Miyut Im Ein Bo Ela Sasayim Mutar Yosem Is Sasayim Is Aser. Okay, so you have an area that is already Hukaf Ladira. Now you plant Zra'im. So by planting Zra'im, if you're planting it either rove of the area, or even if it's a miyud, if that area of the Zra'im is itself a shir beis asayim, so now you have been mevatel the Hukaf Ladira, and now there is an iser tiltel in that karpif. Okay, so that's what we left off with yesterday, the din of Zra'im mevatel Ladira. Yeah.
Did I hear correctly, Rabbi, you said grass was included in Zrayim?
Let's say.
Right. Much bigger chiddush than just talking about,
I think, corn. For the moment, we'll talk about grass, but Zrayim, whatever Zrayim are.
Right.
We're not at the Lamaisa yet. Michael.
Small question that when it says a tree, planting a tree, does that mean including the seeds of a tree, or does that mean you have to crush it, like put a sprout of a tree? Because it sounds like Zeron sounds like a question of like planting a seed. So So when it says planting a tree, does that mean including even a like a oak tree or an apple seed, or is that only limited to like things that are both the ground or like but things that like are really like crops like
trees, things that create shade.
To ask Michael's question a little slightly differently. I have a place full of saplings.
Right.
I can't use it for shade yet.
Right.
So would that be Mevatel Ladira?
Probably not, because it's there to grow into trees that will give shade.
Okay.
Therefore, the plant seeds that are for trees for shade, that would be much better. That wouldn't be...
That would not be Mevatel Ladira, I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Rush in Simon Bays is Mesupuk, about whether this din of Zerah Mevatlim Esadira only applies to Karpef, or does it apply to a Chaser as well? And the standard Karpef is a wooded area, an area to store firewood, an area that doesn't have a residential function. A Chaser is an area that does have more of a residential function. It's an area that the house is open into, a common courtyard. So let's say you planted Zerahim in part of this chatzer, or you planted a base of Zerahim worth of Zerahim in the chatzer, or you planted Zerahim in the majority of the chatzer, will those Zerahim be mevatel the hekef ledira of the chatzer to create an iser tiltel in the chatzer? So that's the suffix that the Rush raises in Simon Beis, and the Rush thinks that this may be totally on the machlokes Rashi and Tosos about Shomira and Beis Dira, whether within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and then by extension Rabbi Akiva with more Mekel, does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's position that you can create a heter tiltel by adding a Shomira and a Beis Dira, does that apply even to an area of Yoser mi Beis Sasayim, which was Lo Hukaf Ledira? According to Rashi, it does. According to Tosfos, it does not. According to Tosfos, if you have a area Yosemi Beis Hasayim, even if you put a Shomira Beis Dira, that doesn't create a heter tiltel unless you are Makifit Ladira as well. So Rush thinks that according to Rashi, who has the more liberal position that a Shomira and Beis Dira can help, even if you're not Makif Ladira, it sounds like since one of the examples in the Mishnah is a gina, a garden, and a stam gina, you generally plant seeds in. So if seeds automatically are mevatel dira, so what does it help to be makifit ledira? What does it help to add anything? If definitionally the zeraim are going to be mevatel ledira. So without going into the details of the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Rashi thinks that that may be relevant to this question as to whether a chaser is subject to the din of zeraim mevatlim as hadira. And the Rush concludes that Mistaber Kevin de lo Ashukhan le el bekarpe, since we only find explicitly in the Gemara the din of Zra'im Mevalim Dira in the context of a pure karpe and not in the context of a chatzer or the context of a rechava. Ein lilma bitel hekif dira de rechava v'chatzer mi karpe. So the Rush thinks that Mistaber, given that the Gemara never explicitly applies the din of Zra'im Mevalim Sadir beyond Karpif, that it only applies to pure Karpif. However, he leaves it with a Tzarechia. The Rush ends off with a Tzarechia. What is this question really dependent on? So the Tor, who presents this suffix of the Rush, quoting from the Maram as well, so the way the Torah says it is that the reason you would distinguish potentially between a karpef and a chatzer is that a chatzer is considered a stronger form of a dira. That a karpef is generally not a residential area. A chatzer serves as more of a residential area. It's an area that services the residents of the houses that all lead in to the chatzer. So because a chatzer is more of a dira, the threshold of being mevatel a dira may be higher. So even if Zra'im would be mevatel a karpef, the dira of a karpef, it could be that they wouldn't be mevatel the dira of a chatzer, because a chatzer definitionally is already chashiv dira yoser, and therefore would take more to be mevatel that dira. That's how, in three words, that's how the Torah seems to frame this question. And the Torah himself concludes v'tov lahachmir. The Rush left it with a tzarachi, and the Torah says l'halacha that we should be machmir, and that's reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Simen shin and ches, the next if sif yud. You have to take a look. Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzero, if a person has a garden in his chatzer, the sif test is talking about a karpe, sif yud is talking about a chatzer. So if he has a gina, a garden in his chatzer, im hu rov a chatzer afilo eim ba el abeis asayim lo yitaltel mimenu min a chatzer labayis, vim li yosem is asayim lo yitaltel bo a chatzer el bedalat amos, vim mi mir a chatzer, ma she yesh ba yosem is asayim osir kol a chatzer, ve yesh ba sasayim apachas osir lo hotzi mimenu labayis. So Sif Yud is the same Sif, essentially a Sif Tes, just talking about a chatzer as opposed to a carpet, but all the permutations and details are essentially the same. So the Mechaber Paskins, like the Tov L'Hachmer of the Tor, which is the Tzarachiyin of the Rush, that you have to be Machmer on a Chatzir to assume that Zraim are Mevatel Dira not only in a Karpef, but in a Chatzir as well. Sammy.
Can you maybe just repeat the Machlokas that the Rush said, between Rashi and Tosfos, that the Rush said?
The Rashi and Tosfos there argue about whether within Shitas of Yehuda ben Bava, a base Dira and a Shomira can create a heter tiltal in a karpef, even if you're not makif the karpef udira, even if it's not pasach l'basof hukaf. So he thinks based on that, I'm not going to flesh out the details now, but you can take a look at the Rush. Based on that, he thinks the Rashi has to assume that Zra'im are not mevatel dira, because if Zra'im were mevatel dira, then the shomiran based dira shouldn't help if you're not makif the area. Okay. So the Mechabi here paskins in Sif Yud that when it comes to a chatzer, Zraim are mevatel dira. Take a look at a Sharet Zion here in Sif Katan Samach Zion. Sharet Zion writes, Harash mistafik v'zeh. So the Rush had this topic about this din. The Afshar Mechitza Shal Chartzer Lo Mevatli Mishum Zrayim. Maybe the Mechitzas of a Chartzer are not Mevatil Dira. Maybe Zrayim are not Mevatil the Mechitza Shal Chartzer. The Tor Acher Shehevi Dvar of Kasa V'Tov L'Hachmir. The Tor says Tov L'Hachmir. V'Mechaber Sasa B'Pshitas Didin Chartzer Gidin Karpe. And the Mechaber doesn't quote any of this. He just says, without Blicholik, that a Chartzer is the same as a Karpe, and Zrayim are Mevatlin Dira Sachatzer. U'midivrei Magen Avraham Mashma Dehu Machma Safek. He says, the Magen Avraham is Mashma, that the Pesach of the Mechaber is not Devados, but Misafek. How does he know that? So the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkata and Yud Beis, Deshema Zrayim Mevatlin Dira Sachatzer. Why is the Mechaber Paskin Lo Yitaltel? Because Shema is drawing the Vowel in the U.S. Chatzir. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that Shema is reflective of where the Mechaber is coming from. The Mechaber is not paskining Bivados, the Mechaber is paskining Misafek. Safek, whether it's drawing the Vowel in the U.S. Chatzir, and Misafek, you have to be Machmir. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, even if that is the intention of the Magen Avraham, and even if the Rush was actually Misafuk, but there are other Rishonim that seem to explicitly and unequivocally paskin that Zrayim are Mevatlin Diras Chatzer. He quotes that from the Rashba and from the Ritva and other Rishonim as well. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Pesach of the Mechaber is not really based on a Safek, even though the Rosh himself was Misafuk, but is reflective of what seems to be a large or significant group of Rishonim that are machmir on this mikaredit. Okay, so far so good.
Just to clarify, he's quoting a machlokes basically between these Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva, against basically the Rosh.
Right, or at least half of machlokes. I mean, the Rosh says Sarachian.
Right, but not,
and these we showed him unequivocally. I'm sorry?
What the Shulchan Aruch took as authoritative,
right,
based on the Rosh, where were these we showed him in the Tur or in Shulchan Aruch? He just didn't care about them.
Again?
The Tur, I guess, in other words, the Charitin is bringing them up.
Right.
He's sort of digging them up, but in other words, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both presumably knew about them and decided to ignore.
No, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch didn't have a Ritzvah and Erevin, right? I don't think so. They had a Rashban and a Bodas HaKodesh. They didn't have the Chidusha Rashban even either. Right? Not only. But the Mishnah Berurah isn't saying that. The Mishnah Berurah is not necessarily saying that that's why the Mechaber passes what he did. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that, practically speaking, even if the Mechaber is based on the Rush, but Lemaisa, as far as we're concerned, since there are many other Rishonim that pass in that Vivados, so we should accept the Psak as such. I'm sorry?
He's saying we should go against the Shulchan Aruch.
No, we should follow Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says Aser. Magen Avraham maybe explains the Shulchan Aruch based on the Safek. Mishnah Berurah is saying that that Psak, Lemaisa, is Bevados. The Psak is the same Psak. The question is where, meaning the theoretical Nafkamina is if you have other Tzirufim, so when can you add other Tzirufim? If the Psak is based on a Safek, so then maybe you could add other tzirufim more readily to be mekel in certain situations.
They weren't arguing on the rush the way we understand it.
The rush is the leader with the rush played by Tzarachian.
Right. So they said the same as rush just without Tzarachian.
Bottom line, correct. Yeah. Okay. So sif tes is karpev, sif yud is chatzer, zram bevatlim karpev, zram bevatlim dires chatzer, and sif yud aleph. We have the din of Mayim. So that's based on the Gemara towards the bottom of Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara has Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Karpif Yosim Beis Asayim, Shehukaf Ladira. So again, you have a Karpif that's Hukaf Ladira, so far so good. Vinis Mali Mayim. And then it gets filled up with water. So the Rabbanim wanted to say that Mayim is like Zrayim, just like Zrayim are Mevatlin Dira, So to his mayim mevatel dira. Amalir of Abba. Achua derav reder misharshia. Haki amina mishmei derava. Mayim kinatam damu vishari. No. Mayim is not like Zerayim. Mayim is like Natam. Natam are not mevatel dira. It's like trees. Like plants. And therefore mother. Amar memar. Vehu dechavim litash mishta. That's true, that mayim are kinatayim, that mayim is not mevatel dira, as long as the mayim is roi l'tashmish. What does roi l'tashmish mean? Roi l'shtamshus. Rashi, dechaz l'tashmishta l'shesia. It's usable as drinking water. De'ein l'chadirim u'lamizu. So that is the prototypical example of residential function. That you need water, so if you have water and people can drink it, so that is part of the residential function of the area. Avalo kasi l'tashmish shalom. But if the water is not usable, then the water would be mevatel dira. Amar Ravashi, the kasi l'tashmish danami lo amar nela she'ein ba'omko yosim ibeis hasayim, aval yesh ba'omko yosim ibeis hasayim aser. V'amilsehi v'chule. Okay, so Gemara tells us that if you have water that is not ra'i l'hishtamshus, then that water could be mevatel dira as well. How do we pafkin this in Shulchan Aruch? Sif Yud Aleph, karpet yos mi beis hasayim, shehukaf l'dira, v'nifnesu bo mayim, and water comes in. Imru uyim l'shesia, ein mevatlin adira. So if the water is drinkable, it's not mevatel adira. Afilu v'mamakam shenespashu sham yosim isasayim. Afilu heimamukam harbe. Even if the area that the water has encroached upon is significant. V'meina ruyim l'shesia, but if it's not drinkable, dinam kizraim. V'hu shehei ba'om kamasar tfachim. Dinam Kizraim, it's mevatel dira, as long as it's 10 tefachim deep. Where does 10 tefachim deep come from? So that's how the Rishonim understand the Gemara's conclusion of the distinction between Omko Yosim Beis Hasayim and not Yosim Beis Hasayim. If you take a look at Rashi there on the page, and the other Rishonim. So according to the Mechaber, Mayim are mevatel dira if they are 10 tefachim deep, and they're not drinkable. Okay? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, Shar Hatzion Sif Katan Pehe. I should look at the Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Behe. Im Ru'uyin L'Shesia, Ratzalomer L'Shesias Adam, V'yesh Makilim, Af B'Sher Ru'uyim L'Kvisa V'Chadome. V'yesh Makilim, even if the water is not drinkable, but is usable for laundry, then that's all for Nam Vatel Dira. Who says that? Look at the Sharti and Pei Aleph, Rash V'Vodas HaKodesh, Kasa Mayim Ru'uyin L'Shesia U'L'Kvisa. So Rashba writes, water that's usable for drinking and laundry. Upashida oksani. When the Rashba writes drinking and laundry, doesn't mean it has to be usable for both, it means either one. So even if the water is not drinkable, if it's usable for laundry, it's not mevatel dira, that's considered to serve a residential function. V'chem ashba Rambam, perek tes zayin din tes zayin. Sorry, din vav. Shekasa stam imru uyin l'tashmish. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that's the mashmos of the Rambam as well. What's the lashon of Rambam? Perek tezayin alacha vav in Hilchos Shabbos nismal tezayin vav nismal le'mayim afilu hayu amukim harbe im hayu ru'uyin l'tashmish harehin kinatam imutil tal tibukulam. So you have water, even if it's very deep, if the water is right latashmish, then it has a din of ilanos, of netayim, and it's not mevatel dira. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Rambam, stima saloshon, of ru'uyin latashmish, is mashma, that lav dafka shesiyah, but kavisa as well. Not necessarily muchach, the Rambam is basically just being noki lashon gemara. Lashon gemara is chazik l'tashmish day, so in Hebrew, chazik l'tashmish day is ruyin l'tashmish. So I don't know if that's b'hak reyach, the Rambam is just noki lashon gemara kedarko, so I don't know if that's the strongest deal, that the Rashba, that the Rambam would be like the Rashba, that kibus would be sufficient as well. But then the Mishnah Berurah has other Rishonim that are more explicit, or seem to be more explicit, the Ritva, for example, that the Tashmish is not limited to Shisiyah per se. So Achronim discuss the application of Zerah Mevalim Dira, Mayim Mevalim Dira, as is relevant to the construction of community Erevin. Because potentially, if you have an area that is defined as a karpef, which is a karpef, not hukaf adira, karpef where you're mevatel dira, zraya mayim or whatever the situation may be. So you'll have that area which is going to be usur vitiltal. And then if you surround a larger part of the city with either mechitzas or tzuras ha-pesach to create what we call an eruv, so then that other area that you want to create a hetzer tiltal in is going to be nifratz l'makam asur lo. And if you have your karpev in the middle of the city, and then you have your tzuras ha-pesachs around the whole city, so even though the karpev, these are not mechitzas, this is just to highlight what the karpev is, so even though the karpev is only a small part of the area, but that is an area that's asur v'tiltal, and the rest of the city, even though it's mukav mechitzas, is going to be nifratz l'makam ha-asur lo. So how do you create a community Erev if you're going to have inside areas that may halakhically be considered a karpef? Wooded areas, or maybe parks, or maybe cemeteries, or maybe ponds, where the hekaf adira could be compromised. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah here in the Be'er Halacha on Siftes, the Be'er Halacha Dibur Maskil Aval, quotes the famous tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel. I can't say how famous the Dvar Shmuel was before the Mishnah Berurah quoted it, but at least after the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, it became famous if it wasn't already famous. And it seems that the basis of including such areas in an Erev, which historically seems to have been the case, is largely predicated on this Dvar Shmuel. Let's figure out exactly what the Dvar Shmuel says. Dvar Shmuel was the Rav in Venice in the 1600s, Shmuel Avuav. Dvar Shmuel is in Simon Reish Nun Tes. So Dvar Shmuel was asked the following question. He was talking about a city that was Mukafes Choma, not just an area that was Mukaf with Tzuras HaPesach. So Ira Mukafes Choma, where there is a presumption that there's a heter tiltal within the walls of the city, but the city has karpathos and sados inside, which are used to plant seeds. So it was asked whether the heter tiltal in the city remains. The Drash Mil writes the following. And it sounds like the Devar Shmuel has two related but distinct points over here, and then he has another rationale that has more to do with the Erev Chatzeros and Schiris Roshos than our topic at hand. But he writes as follows. Sheim amru shezriya mevatelas diras hakarpef, ein lanu ladun mimenu, shegam mixas karka zerua, halom mitzarhu legabe kolair, levatel godel hekef dirasa. So even if it's true that zraim mevalam is hadira, but in the case at hand, the area where there is a karpef, the area of zraim, is a small area relative to the entire city. Halo mitzar hi legabi kol yer, pasuk and last week's parsha. Levatel godel hekef dirasa. So it's a small area, and that small area, it sounds like, is insufficient to be mevatel the hekef dir of the city, even if that relatively small area may itself be a sheer base sa'asayim. And then he writes, "Uma gam, and more so, Sha'al harov kavanas hamelach of Saraya ir." The presumption is, the norm is, that the intent of the king or the officers of the city, the urban planners, bibinyana vehekefa, in constructing and surrounding the city, rotem lechachila laniach mibifnim lechoma Makom harvacha chalaka achas rechavetz yadayim. So they lechachila in the urban planning left an open area adjacent to the wall, mibli shum binyan, without any buildings, lechizik shmiras ha'ir, in order to enhance the protection of the city, the lig yonosah l'shas hatzorach, and to allow the army to gather there when necessary. Kemina grove ha'yaros habitzuros, like most walled cities, but open she'osa makam apanoi lo yikra mevatel hekef hadira. So then you can't say that that open area is mevatel the hekef hadira, ela adiraba me'asher u'mekayem shmo. Adiraba, it's strengthening the dira. The taklis kavanoso haritzuya Lisakin Velishmor Diras Yoshveh. And the intent is to have this open area protect, enhance the residential nature of the city. So the Rosh Hashanah seems to be saying two distinct points that are related. Now we'll have to see whether he needs both of them. Number one, the area in question is a relatively small area in the scheme of the entire city. So even if the area is itself a Beis HaSayim, but it's a small part of the entire city. And number two, you can't say that it's mevatel the dira, where the purpose of leaving this empty area is to enhance the dira, to enhance the protection of the city.
Central Park wouldn't fit in part one so much.
Central Park would probably not fit in part one, yes. So let's look at part one first. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha there quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi is in Siman Nun Tes, and the Chacham Tzvi understood the first part of the Dvar Shmuel as follows, essentially along the lines of the Rush. I'll just read a line for the Chacham Tzvi. V'svir le'laharav zal. So the Chacham Tzvi quotes this Dvar Shmuel. Da'asha Maram. The Maram is the same as the Rush. Kasav Tola Hachmir, Maram in the Torah. Hayne b'chatzer. Aval b'medina v'ir kula efshar da'afar beinu meir yore lahakil. That the reason that the Maram, the Rash, had a safek to begin with, whether a chatzer is different than a karpev, is that a chatzer has more of a definitional dira function. So maybe the threshold to be mevatel diras chatzer is higher than the threshold to be mevatel diras karpev. But if that's so, then an ear is even more ledira than a chatzer. So the threshold perhaps should even be higher. So even if you're going to be machmir, or maybe misafek, even if it's total hafmir when it comes to a chatzer, that's rama mevatel diras chatzer. But it could be, even the Maram would agree, that when it comes to diras ha'ir, Zra'im would not be mevatel the dira, because there the threshold for being mevatel the dira is even higher than a chatzer. But essentially what the Rav Shmuel is saying in the first reason is that we're going like the safek of the Rush, and even though in general we're machmir, maybe here there's more reason to be mekel, maybe an ear is better than a chatzer. The Chacham Tzvi himself concludes, interestingly, the Chacham Tzvi doesn't focus at all on the second nekuda of the Devar Shmuel about the urban planning, but he says that even though the Rush ends with the Tzaruch Iyan and when general are machmir, but b'shas hadchak, where there's no way out, and you're worried that people are going to be nichshal with the Isser Tiltal Hotzan Shabbos, and the only way to make an Erev is to include this Karpev, so then you can be Somek on the Dvar Shmuel based on this line of reasoning that the Rush anyway was left with the Tzaruch Inu and was Mesuvik about. Talking about the whole city. We're talking about the, if you have a city that's mukaf mechitzos, so then essentially this karpif inside is going to be mevatel diras kol ha'ir. So that's what Chacham Tzvi says. In the Be'er Halacha, quotes this Chacham Tzvi. Again, the Chacham Tzvi isn't really mitziachis to the second nekuda of the Devar Shmuel. Although it sounds like, if you read the Devar Shmuel carefully, it sounds like he needs both points. That number one is a small area, and even more so it's unclear whether that would stand on its own, but he said even more so, there's a cheshbin in how this area was set aside on the inside of the walls. Now, before we analyze the second reason, even though I think the simpler read of the Devar Shmuel is that you need both, and this is the first time we're quoting the Sefer, this English Sefer that came out a couple years ago, Rabbi Francis, Rabbi Glenner from Chicago, The Laws of an Erev, Hilchos Erev in Zichron and Avram David. So he quotes over here on page 153 from Rabbi Moshe Berlin, who he writes in the introduction is one of the Mumchen and Erevin in Eretz Yisrael, who is responsible for the oversight of 150 Erevin. So he quotes from him that the Minhag Olam to be Mekel on carpet issues in community Erevin is based on the Rush, based on essentially the first half of the Dvar Shmuel, that there's what to be Mekel about when it comes to a Israel Mevalim Diras Chatzer. Okay. Well, let's now focus on the second part of the Devar Shmuel. That this is part of the Cheshbin when they built the city to leave an open area to protect the city for use of the army for whatever benefit that gives to the residents of the city. And therefore, how can you call that Mevatel Dira if it's Adarabha meant to enhance the Dira? So, first of all, how dafka is this tzir? If he's talking about a walled city where you have an area for the army to gather on the inside of the wall. So, our cities nowadays are generally not walled. So if he is talking about only such a specific instance, so that would be of limited relevance to our cities. If, however, the thrust of it is that anything that is of benefit to the city and doesn't impede residential function but enhances residential function will be mevatel dira, so that theoretically could apply to contemporary situations as well. So if you take the more expansive reading or understanding of that second nekuda in the Dvar Shmuel, so then this may be already reflected at least in one Risha. And that is the Me'iri on Daf Kaf Dalim and Aleph Dibra Maskil V'Kol She'i. Me'iri Kaf Dalim and Aleph Dibra Maskil V'Kol She'i. Me'iri writes, Mikol Makom Yera'a Li She'hazra'im Ha'asuyim L'Tiyol V'Lotzeis L'Sham Tamid L'Tayel Sham U'L'Hariach. So those plantings that are made litiol in an area where people are going to walk through and smell. Ein einu elu mevatlos mechitzos v'hakav dira. Afapish in Israel. So that is now mevatlos v'hakav dira, even though these are Zerayim, but these are Zerayim that are planted for people to be mitayel alongside and to be mariach, to smell the flowers. And that's not mevatel dira. U'mikan yera'li sherabim makilin bekach bepardesim asmuchim lebateim. The Miri says this seems to be the basis of the common practice to be mako about orchards or pardesim that are adjacent to houses, that these pardesim, even if they are of a shear of a karpef, the common practice was to be matu tiltal in these areas because they are letayo u lahariach. So this Me'iri may be understood to say that if you have, even if you have Zerayim, but the Zerayim are planted for residential benefit, so then that's not mevatel dira if it enhances the dira. And that this is reflected in a number of achronim. For example, take a look at the Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, Chelik Aleph Simen Kufayin. Imre Yosher, Chelik Aleph Simen Kufayin. A number of such marmakamos are quoted in Rabbi Gedalia Felder's Achron Levracha's Yesod Yeshurin, Lamentes Melachos, Chelik Beis, page 261 through 266. Again, Yesod Yeshurin, Chelik Beis of Lamentes Melachos, starting on page 261. I mean, he does quote the Shuva of Reb Chaim Sanz, of Dibre Chaim, Ara Chaim Chelik Bey Simon Kafches, Ara Chaim Chelik Bey Simon Kafches, who takes issue with this approach. And he assumes that even if you have Zerayim that are litiol, it doesn't help. He writes as follows. You can't say that just because you have plants that are yafim lamara v'reach, that is not mevatel l'dira. Because if that's so, why do the Gemara say a blanket statement that zrayim are mevatel l'dira? There are many kinds of zrayim that are lanoi, like roses and other nice flowers that people enjoy seeing. So if there was such a distinction, the Gemara should have distinguished between different kinds of Zerayim. And he says the other direction. The Gemara assumes that Ilanos are not Mevatel Dira. But there are many ilanos that people don't care to have, that don't create shade, that people have no use for. So you're going to tell me that those trees are mevatel dira? Elawad, he seems to say that zrayim are always mevatel dira, and ilanos are always not mevatel dira. Now, would he say, if you have a forest, that that's also not mevatel dira because those are trees? And then we generally assume that if you have a thick brush or something of the sort, then that could be mevatel dira. That is mevatel dira, even though those are trees, technically speaking. But he seems to assume this absolute distinction between trees and zrayim. Rabbi Bloy points out in the Nesivas HaShabbos, Nesivas HaShabbos, Perek Yud Gimel Ha'ara Mem Dalid, that even according to the Meiri's focus was on the Zra'im being part of a reality where you could be Mitayel and Meiriach. So he says, even according to the Meiri, it has to be that the Zra'im don't take the entire area. If the entire area is covered with Zra'im, there's nowhere to walk, so you can't really say that that's considered Litiyo. But any area that people would walk on, or if there is an area that people would walk on, then that would be okay. And he says, nowadays, people generally walk on grass. So even if you have a whole section that's covered with grass, but people walk on grass, so that would be considered, or could be considered, Lidira. Now, as far as the second point of the Dvar Shmuel and the his situation of the walled city, in this Sefer, The Laws of an Eruv, he quotes from Ramosha. He doesn't tell you who quoted Ramosha, so far as I could tell, but he quotes from Ramosha that the Dvar Shmuel is not always relevant to our contemporary cities because not every karpef is considered Litzara Chair. But if you have a even if you have the more expansive understanding of the Dvar Shmuel, that is not limited to the particular walled city scenario where you have the area for the army to congregate, but would allow for any karpev that is Litzorech Ha'ir, so that may be true arguably for a park, but it wouldn't necessarily be true for a forest or a wooded area or an area of brush, etc., where people don't walk through and is not considered to benefit the city. He quotes from Rabbi Heinemann that Rabbi Heinemann spoke to Ramosha, and Ramosha was Mako in a swimming pool, or water used for swimming purposes, that's not considered to be mevatel dira, even though you're not necessarily swimming all year round.
Is that just for backyard swimming pools or community swimming pools?
Would be true for either. And then he quotes from Avil Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv was reluctant to rely on the Dvar Shmuel lechakila, even in the easier cases of karpaves, of parks and the like, that do enhance residential function on some level. Although, in a situation like the Chachon Zvi, where the only way of constructing an Erev is to include such karpefos, and otherwise people might be nukshal, so then he quotes Rabbi Yashiv is saying to do so. And that's the I think passing reference that I made previously, that again, if the Dvar Shmuel requires both, that the area in question is a relatively small part of the city, and that it enhances the residential function of the city, so then even if you were to be Mako, did I talk previously about the pond in Passaic?
No.
No? So in Passaic, there's a small body of water that's referred to as a duck pond. I'll shame the fact that there are ducks that hang out there, many ducks. So for many years, the Passaic Eruv was enhanced in recent years. So originally, the duck pond was in the Eruv and wasn't set apart, relying on the Dvar Shmuel Udimei, that since it's something that enhances the city, it's a nice place, so then that's not Mevatel Dira. And the Eruv was enhanced in recent years, and then the duck pond was boxed out with Suras HaPesach, so as not to pose a problem for the rest of the Eruv. So we'll talk about how to box out a Karpef probably next time. I think there will be next time. We're not going to finish today. However, a few weeks ago, the Passaic started undergoing this major renovation of the duck pond, and they drained the entire pond. So now, not only are there no ducks and no water, but there's a lot of muck and mud and whatnot, which arguably is not enhancing the beauty of the city. So even if you were to be Mekel previously, that's not a carpet, that's Mevatel Dira, a much stronger argument could be made now that it is. Anyway, it's boxed out, so it doesn't make a difference. But if you assume, like, the first reason of the Dvar Shmuel alone, that anything that's a small part of the city is not going to be Mevatel Dira, so then it's still a small part of the city. So then any carpet that's only a small part of the city would be fine. But if the Dvar Shmuel is also relying on a second argument that it's, let's say, Liyipo Ya'ir, even though he doesn't spell out Liyipo Ya'ir, but let's take that approach of the Dvar Shmuel, then arguably this drained pond, which is now more of a swamp, not a swamp, but more of a muddy area, maybe that would not be. Maybe that would be Mevatel Dira L'Choladeus. I sent you an excerpt from the Sefer of Betuv Yerushalayim, which is a biography of Rabbi Tzion Yadler, who was a Maggid of Yerushalayim in the early part of the 20th century, who was in charge of the Erev in Yerushalayim outside of the Chamot. That it seems that by the early part of the 20th century, the Did I say 20th century, if I didn't say that? By the early part of the 20th century, there was already an Erev in the neighborhoods that began to develop outside of the walled city. And this Rav Yadler was in charge of checking and supervising the Erev. So they write there that when the Aderet was alive, you'll remember that the Aderet was younger than Shmuel Salant. When Shmuel Salant came on in years, they brought in the Aderet, who was Rav Kook's father-in-law, to be the assistant rabbi, and then the thought would be that he would take over after Rav Salant would pass away. And then Rav Salant ended up outliving the Aderet. The Aderet passed away at a relatively younger age, and Shmuel Salant lived well into his 90s, so the Aderet predeceased Rav Shmuel Salant. So it says there that when the Aderet was alive, the Aderet had the halachic responsibility for the Erev, and the Aderet allowed for the inclusion of Karpefos inside the Hekef of the Yerushalayim Erev. And after the Aderet passed away, then Rav Shmuel Salant became the halachic authority of the Erev, and he said that they had to box out the Karpefos. He didn't want to take the responsibility. The way it says in the biography here is that he said that the Aderet had very broad shoulders, and the Aderet could take upon himself the achrayus of including Karpefos in the Erev. But Shmuel Salant felt that that was too much for him. He wasn't comfortable taking that achrayus. And the Chazanish assumes, in today was the Chazanish's yard site, it's already tomorrow, but Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. So the Chazanish assumes Simon Peches Os Kafe, he assumes like the Osrim, not like the Dvar Shmuel, that we're Machmir Meikra Din by Chatzar, and if we're Machmir by Chatzar, then you have to be Machmir in a city as well. A city's like a Chatzar. So then there's no grounds for allowing the inclusion of a Karpef within an Erev. Avi, do you have a question?
I was going to ask if the presence of Korvin in a swimming pool would make your mind not Korvin and therefore not.
I don't know, if people are going to swim in it and you're assuming that swimming is a sufficient function ladira, then it shouldn't. Achurim is a function of usage, of do people use the water? It's not, not just the color, the appearance. Okay. I do have more to say, and I might have been too optimistic and think we finished today. So we're going to have one more chabura on this on Monday and finish up. You can already start chazara now. So is that fair if you start chazara now and we just tie up the loose ends on Monday to have a bechina the following Monday, or should we have it the following Tuesday?
Indeed, it might be helpful.